Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. My name is Owen Ragland, and I will be your host today. Thank you for joining us. The title of today's devotion is The Blessing of the Benediction. Our scripture is from the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. Hear these words read from the New International Version of the Bible. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. These beautiful words were given by God to Moses as a blessing to the Israelites when they completed a special vow. It strikes me that God is recognizing the completion of their commitment with God's own personal commitment to see them and bless them. Over the years, I've heard this blessing used as a benediction at the completion of many worship services. I have to admit, I like it when the service comes to the benediction. At this point, my wife would suggest that it is not a charitable statement to all the great pastors we've had over the years. Perhaps I should explain. In preparation for marriage, I made a commitment to attend church. Over the years, I've come to enjoy it more, and as I mature, have a deeper appreciation for all the different components of the worship service. Every part of the worship service has a purpose, and God uses all the different pieces to reach people, whether through the music, the prayers, the statements of faith, the teaching, and the communion service. But regardless of how the service is ordered, they all have one thing in common: an ending. It is not that I look forward to the ending of the service. I look forward to the benediction, or the blessing that comes with the end of the service. One of our pastors states it well by saying, "Now, as we depart better prepared for community, hear this blessing." And then comes the good part. Blessings like the following from Paul's letters, from Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Or 2 Corinthians 13:14, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Or contemporary words like, God the Eternal keep you in love with each other, so that the peace of Christ may abide in your home. Go to serve God and your neighbor in all that you do. And bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you generous friends. And lately, I've been blessed by the words from our vision statement that says, as members of the United Methodist Church, go forth to form disciples of Jesus Christ who, empowered by the Holy Spirit, love boldly, serve joyfully, and lead courageously in our local communities and through our worldwide connections. Will you join me in prayer as we conclude today's devotion? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Today's devotion was written and read by Owen Ragland.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.